Now, the Federal Communications Commission has been encouraging comments on its website about net neutrality. When you ask people on the internet to comment on the internet, you get comments, a flood of comments, in fact, so many that they crashed the FCC website yesterday on what was supposed to be the deadline for public comments. The tech problems are buying some more time. Here's NPR's Elise Yu.
Net neutrality may have a snooze-inducing name, as comedian John Oliver has famously noted.
The only two words that promise more boredom in the English language are featuring Sting.
But it is important to the future of the internet, and hundreds of thousands of Americans clearly care about it.
Our electronic comment filing system was definitely overwhelmed.
That's FCC spokesman Mark Wigfield. He says so far, the FCC has gotten 780,000 public comments about a proposal on the table to let internet providers like Comcast charge content companies like Netflix extra fees to deliver faster content to consumers. 100,000 of those comments came in on Tuesday alone, the original deadline for public commenting. It buckled the FCC site.
So because of that, and just to be sure that everyone can have a chance to submit their comments, we are extending the deadline until midnight on Friday.
That buys time for more people to weigh in, but it's unlikely the net neutrality comments will surpass two other notable FCC-related events. 2 million comments were registered on media deregulation, and the FCC received 1.4 million comments or complaints about Janet Jackson's infamous Super Bowl wardrobe malfunction of 10 years ago. Elise Hugh, NPR News, Washington.